Anyways, welcome to the Man Scouts podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Daddy Dalton. I am Captain Conan, and we're back. We're here for you.
We're here.
As your fathers, as your daddies.
We said we were going to go get some milk. We did, and we're back.
We've returned. We were just discussing, I have the Canada Dries here, a little holiday flavored, and Dalton was like, oh, you got the extra, what was
I called it the extra child size.
Extra child size. First of all, okay, the only reason I'm drinking child size is we were at the store.
I'm not judging,
my wife,
dude.
And I think this is a fact that I can put on all women. Women love things that are smaller than their real size.
Yeah.
They love tiny things. It needs no other feature than that. Okay?
No, that makes so much sense why I'm not married, dude. And you are.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Because I'm normal size.
You're normal
dude.
Size and I'm super small.
You're so small, dude.
She hates it when I joke about having a small penis. She's like, because it's not true. And like, that's why it's so funny.
It is funny.
It would be really sad if it was actually true.
It's hilarious that she gets upset about it, dude. It makes me laugh every time.
So does Colleen when Kyle jokes about it.
Oh, does he? Does she really? Yeah. Oh. I didn't know
and
that.
And that's when you realize girls do care about size.
They care because it makes
sense. Don't you misrepresent to others that the thing that they will never fully know unless they look down your pants is actually appropriate size?
Babe, it's not true. We love you.
Well, it could be true with my new reduction surgery.
But
anyway,
dude, yeah,
they love things that are smaller than they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And we get to the store, and what do we see? We see holiday flavored Canada Dries, ginger
Which
ale. Wow.
Are good.
That warms your heart. Holiday spirit. Super awesome, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's regular size cans and there's tiny cans. And the value per ounce of Canada Dry is with the regular size cans.
Of course.
And so she says she wants to get the minis. Why? Because she's a woman and women love tiny things.
They do.
Okay. And I say, no, that's not rational. Look, it's like a $2 difference in terms of like the ounces that we're getting versus the cost. And she, you know,
insisted.
And I knew that this was a fight that I should just, you know, give her the $2, let her have the minis, and happy wife, happy life. So,
well, also you're at a point in your life where you can afford some luxuries. I think that's okay.
Yeah. But I would like to not afford things that are a downgrade from the luxury.
Bro, those cans are awesome, dude.
You like the minis?
Yes, dude. I like them way more.
Why do you like the mini cans?
Because you can drink a whole thing and you feel guilt-free when you do it.
Well, that's just you lying to yourself.
First of all. Second of all, dude, they're deceptive with how much fluid is in them.
Really?
There's always more, I feel like. You go to drink it and you think you're done?
Definitely not. It's not a Mary Poppins can, dude.
No, those things are deceptive, bro. I've gone and been like, man, that was a good amount. A full can, dude. You just feel like with a full can, bro.
This is where I find out you don't believe in the confines of space and time because you're like, yeah, these are the Mary Poppins cans.
It's bigger on the inside, dude.
It's like a port key.
It's like the TARDIS, dude. It's like Doctor Who. It's bigger on the inside.
That's what she said.
Dude, we haven't talked about the TARDIS in a while.
You know, well, you want to get related to the TARDIS? Okay.
No.
Let's talk about quantum computing. Mm?
Oh, that was not where I thought we were going with that.
Okay, go ahead.
I thought you were going with the drones.
Dude, there's so many things to go that are kind of like...
In my head?
In your head.
I just solved it. We figured out what the drones are.
Tell me.
It's the TARDIS, bro.
It's the TARDIS?
We figured it out.
It's a bunch of different TARDISes?
It's a bunch of TARDISes, dude. The Time Lords are finally back. Did we not talk about quantum computing last time? I thought we did. Or maybe it was just a me and you conversation.
That was an over-the-phone conversation because, yeah. No, but this is the only real thing I wanted to talk about with the quantum computing. Okay, quantum computing, yes. It's like technically they're kind of doing it, but also they're kind of not. There's some limitations. Yes, it has the potential to undo all the encryption that we possibly have, which sucks, you know, because then all your data and your information is out there if you touch the internet at all. But the main premise, this is the cool thing, okay?
This is it. Let's hear it.
This is the cool thing. Being able to do the calculations that they did essentially proved the theory of quantum mechanics, and it proved that these bits or qubits, quantum bits, as they are called, are, when they use them as a form of computation, it's literally proof of multi-dimensions existing. Because the only way that they can make that level of computation is if the bit is a qubit, meaning it's maintaining a bunch of different states at once, being more than just a one or a zero. Essentially, okay, it's it just proves that there's multi-dimensions, okay? I'm getting a little bit too in the weeds.
So nobody knows how? Nobody knows how.
What do you mean nobody knows how?
Nobody knows how. But somehow, because Google created a semi-quantum computer, it proves there's other dimensions.
Okay, this is how it proves it. Let me back up, okay?
I'm helping our audience out here, dude.
Let me tell
Nobody knows what the hell's going on, dude.
No, yes, we do. We know exactly what's happening. No, Shor's algorithm.
Okay, Shor's algorithm?
Is the guy that made this theory of quantum computing. Anyways. But what essentially,
can you explain to people what the qubit is?
If you took all the molecules of matter in our universe,
yes,
and you use those as bits,
okay,
it would take longer to perform the computation than using the qubits that they used. It's proving that they're referencing data from other universes because there's no way they could just superposition all the molecules. Anyways, you see what I'm saying? That's their reasoning as to why it proves multi dimensions. So we just gotta Rick and Morty this stuff, dude.
So you mean there's a dimension out there where I'm happy?
There's dimensions, theoretically, if there is dimensions, there's infinite dimensions of infinite realities.
Bro, you probably haven't because
I'm a nerd?
It's probably not my type of nerd. But have you ever scrolled on TikTok and you've seen those like memes where it was like you in an alternate reality? It's like, is she happy? Yeah, because it takes apart from it takes this piece from Jujutsu Kaisen, and he goes, "Is she happy?" And she's like, "Yeah, we've been married for 3 months." And you're like, "And there was no argument?" He's like, "Nope." And then he like kills himself, and like the other guy's like, "What the heck?" And it's an alternate reality thing, dude.
Anyways, cool. Laugh.
Yeah.
Jujutsu Kaisen suicide. Is she happy?
Yeah. It totally takes it out of context, but the guy's dad kills himself so he doesn't kill his kid.
That's crazy, dude. Okay, are you ready to see some UFOs?
Yes, dude. Let's go to UFOs.
First of all, there's been tons of drones. If you're listening to this episode in a chronological time where, you know, it's close to when we recorded, there's tons of drones. And maybe by the time you listen to this, the aliens have revealed themselves. But guess what? I don't think it's aliens. What do you think?
No. I'm going to say no. And here's why. Well, we both have the same reason why. Because if it was somebody else that we couldn't figure out who it was, we would have shot him down already.
The government would have shot him down for dang sure, dude. I'm talking day one. Day one. This has been happening a lot for a long time, I think.
How long? Tell them how long, dude. Because well, you know how sure. long.
I mean, more than, like, in terms of individual instances that people have recorded, like, a couple years, you know?
Yeah, but in the last, like month, there's been, like,
a couple months, yeah. Starting in, like, late October, early November, with growing, increasing prevalence, there's been tons and tons of drones, in so much that New Jersey, there was an airport that had to close its runway down for a couple hours because they were disrupting the flight paths.
Really? I didn't know
and
that.
And we're not shooting them down.
Bro, then that
it's
even
the government.
Makes it,
it's the government.
That makes it even weirder that it would be the government, because then wouldn't it be like, hey, we're just going to fly this thing through here and shut the airspace down? Or do they look like normal drones? Let me ask you that.
Well,
because
all the pictures
that I've seen of them are like they're not good.
Here's the thing. There's a bunch of different iterations. There's some things that look just straight up look like man-made drones, and things that you're like, what is that? An energy ball? Okay. So here we go. Here's one of the recent ones. You ready for this? Let me actually make sure I'm sharing my audio because you really need to get a taste of how much nothing you hear. Because you hear nothing. Okay, here we go.
If you can hear us breathing, you can't hear the drone.
I sure too many times. I do this all the time. Okay, so this is my favorite one so far, so I hope you enjoy it.
I'm excited.
Ready?
Yes.
Boom. So what the heck is even that, dude? Because this is what this looks like. Honestly, it looks like whatever this over here is a projection coming from the tail of this thing. And that looks weird. It doesn't have any like visible propulsion system that we know of. There's all this light coming from it. Isn't that weird, dude? What the heck is this?
What? So this thing on the right that it like kind of merges with?
Yes.
Is that the, also that's is also the unknown thing.
That's also the unknown thing. What even is that?
That's weird.
This is like over New Jersey. So
the whole centerpiece could have been like a jet propulsion thing.
Yeah, this one actually looks similar to that one I just showed you. This is caught on a ring cam. Wow. Pretty crazy.
And it's shaking?
Yeah, there is some shaking nearby on the ground.
Play that again, dude.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
What the heck is that, dude? That looks very similar to the last iteration. I don't know, but dude, I'm excited. Because
that's crazy stuff.
Honestly, I'm getting mad at the government just thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
Because if this is the government, what does that mean? They have some type of energy modal technology that they've just been keeping from the public, probably due to the 1948 like Secrecy Classification Act, which pisses me off.
Yeah, dude, and it's better to be pissed off than pissed on, but it's still not good.
Essentially, the government has the ability to like classify certain patents and say, hey, these are dangerous to the public because they'd be unstable for our economy or revolutionize things in a way we don't like.
They're able to classify, like, if I submit for a patent.
You submit for a patent. They have the option to say to look at that patent and say, we're going to classify this. You don't get to produce it.
Wow.
We're the only ones that have control. So there's thousands of classified patents.
So don't even register for a patent is what you're trying to tell people.
I mean, obviously, why would you need to register for a patent? Bro. I think intellectual property in and of itself is kind of weird.
It is kind of a weird thing,
it's
dude.
Like, or what? You own the idea? What? Dude, yeah. That would be having to make the case that like all our ideas are super original, even though they're just constructions of other people's.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the aliens.
Dude, yeah.
So what do you think, dude? Are you a believer?
I don't know, man. The second one looked weirder to me. The first one looked like it was man-made. But where was it being recorded from? Is that like a passenger plane?
Passenger plane? Yeah, that was a passenger plane that was recording that first one.
Bro, that is so weird.
And then this is a recording of an energy ball recorded by a film crew for ABC News. Ready?
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
Bill and Sandra, you know, when things like this are happening, it seems everyone starts to look up, like my crew and I have been here in Mendham recording this video that you're looking at right now. We have no idea what it is, if it's a natural phenomenon, because it could be, but
I know exactly what that is, dude.
What is it?
That's Goku charging up for a Kamehameha, dude.
That is Goku. Oh, my gosh.
Bro, that's crazy.
That's actually my Patronus. It's a pufferfish.
Bro, I love that there's all these things coming out, dude.
Like, okay, this is so cool. You ready for another one? This one is like shows you just the sheer number of these things that have been happening. And this is, I think, it's either over New Jersey LaGuardia in L.A. Here we go. With some groovy tunes in the background, dude. This is a time lapse, by the way, so this is faster than they appear.
And so, right, I mean, I could tell that. But, so each one of those for sure is
It's an unidentified aerial phenomenon. It's a UAP. So they don't know what it is.
And this is why they shut down the airport.
They shut down the runway for a time. I don't know if this is the specific instance, if they felt the need to shut down for this or what, but it's crazy, you know?
Oh, but they're all traveling in the same path.
Yeah, it's really weird, dude. I don't know.
Like, what the heck would that be about, dude?
I don't know, dude. It's freaking aliens. Who knows why they do what they do?
We know it's not the government. We know it's probably the government because...
The government has said... Yeah, go ahead.
Because they're not shooting him down.
They're not shooting him down. You guaranteed he would be shooting that down. We're essentially in a Cold War with Russia and also probably China. So, yeah, we'd be shooting things down. You wouldn't let him get that close.
Devil's advocate, dude.
Avocado.
If we confirmed, if we tried to shoot one down, didn't work, and it was on the DL, right?
On the dole?
On the dole. Or something bad happened, right? And they were like, ooh.
There's some ones that have crashed.
What?
Yeah, electric.
We got some crash ones, dude?
You ready for
this? Why'd you leave with that?
Well, we kind of got to build. It's a story, right? First, if I'm a male stripper, I don't take it off all at once.
All right, fair. Yeah. You got to tease a little.
I definitely don't finish with my socks, but I start with my socks.
I end with my socks, bro.
I hate the feeling of being naked in just socks. I never dress that way ever. I go shoes off, pants are the last part. You want to do it nice and seductively because that's where the jewels are, right? So you got to be slow. You got to be seductive.
Fair.
That's a pro tip for you kids. Okay, let's see the drone crash.
I always keep my socks on.
Here we go. Ready?
Oh my God!
I don't know if the audio behind this is real because it's wild.
Don't touch it.
Oh my gosh!
That one just looks like a remote control airplane that they put LED lights on.
Right after it crashed, all the electricity on the street went out. Can I verify that? No. Would I like to believe that's the case?
That one's made up, dude. I'm going to call bullcrap on that one.
Bullcrap?
Yeah, dude, that one looked like it was a remote control airplane.
All right, you ready for a weird one?
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I can't verify. Like, these things are all over the internet right now. So I can't verify if this video... Like, there's some I could tell were fake videos. Like, you can tell if the frame rate's different, right?
Right,
on one
portion
of the video than something else in it. Uh-huh. So, this one, it looks weird, and I can't tell if it's real or not, but this is quote unquote footage from New Mexico. I can't verify this that it's from New Mexico.
If it's from New Mexico, dude, I'm calling bullcrap, dude. New Mexico's full of criminals, bro.
All right, you ready? What do you think about that? Eerie music with a violin to get you amped. What is that, dude?
I'm calling bullcrap on that one, dude.
That one is probably... I'm probably more on the side of fake than not on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling bullcrap on that.
It looks so fun. It almost has a beam. That's cool.
Well, it's definitely got a beam, dude. What if
this is like the mythology effect of me just wanting them to be real, you know?
Dude, I want them to be real, definitely. But here's the thing. It's most likely just government stuff.
That's what it is. It's government stuff. And it pisses me off. Why? Because they're holding out on us. Dude, they're keeping this technology from us.
It is annoying that they're all being secretive about it. I wish Trump would come out and just be like, hey, it's because of this.
Dude, I think they're going to declassify hella stuff.
I hope they do, bro. I hope they do.
Because they hired this guy, Kanish Patel, or whatever his name is.
Kanish Patash?
Something Patel. He's one of them brown folk, and I mean that in a loving manner.
Patel, that sounds Indian.
Yes. So, they've named him, I think, either the head of the National Security Institutes or the FBI. One of the
nice.
Two. Or maybe it's the CIA. Anyways, it's something related to intelligence that essentially is at the head of intelligence.
Okay.
And his philosophy that he described before he was nominated on this guy's podcast is essentially to declassify as much as humanly possible. Because the classification clause in the government is abused. So that means, this might be the best year ever. Can you imagine? What could they drop? What's the biggest thing they could drop, you think?
The biggest thing that they could drop would probably be some sort of like power, like some sort of like energy source. That'd be pretty sick, dude. If like Nikola, they got like Nikola Tesla's like Tesla coil recipe on there.
They do the recipe. his secret Krabby Patty Tesla coil recipe.
Dude, I don't know, man. I have a weird philosophy on this. Tell me what you think.
Yeah. Tell me about your philosophy.
I just feel like when it comes to, because I work in public relations, right?
Oh yeah.
I work
late to the public.
I work
with the public.
With the public. Disseminating information.
You do what?
I disseminate information? I disseminate on it. Disseminate
the information.
I disseminate information to the public.
Okay.
And I think in most instances, so this is in as terms of like technology wise, dude, I think the best policy is just honesty about all of it. Everything.
Glad to hear that. I agree.
The only reason I think that there's very limited in like reasons you should not divulge like your plans or like different things to the public or certain facts. The main one basically being if there's like some sort of investigation going on. But we're not talking about anything like that. We're talking about like freaking recipes to cool shit that we want. And there's no reason for that, dude. That's dumb.
Yeah. It's basically I'm anti classification in general.
Yeah.
We can't handle the truth. We're going with that.
See, that's the problem I have, dude. Unless it has something to do with like a direct investigation, military operation, that's something that's gonna like cause, you know, lives to be in danger in a very direct sense, right? Like, obviously, you can't be like, "Hey, boys,
be careful with those rules," right? Because in a direct sense, oh, dude, they use that all the time for foreign stuff that they keep from us.
See, I don't like that. What I'm talking about is very, very like specific. I'm talking about like, you can't go to the public and be like, "Hey, we're gonna raid Bin Laden's house tonight."
No, but you should tell us the next day. Or
yes.
Or you should tell us that you're planning on doing it a month in advance. Here's the thing. What's he gonna do?
That's kind of a good point. What's he gonna do? Run away, and then we're gonna shoot it. We're gonna shoot a freaking drone at him from his transit state.
We were leading somewhat merciful missions in the beginning, from what I understand. Meaning, towards the beginning of the Afghanistan and the Iraq conflict, we were totally like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna do this like the skillful knife of a surgeon. We're gonna send in the special guys, the soft, right?
Special. We're gonna send in the lads to go take care of business.
In the boys, in the chicos, dude. We're gonna send them in."
Yeah, the niños. Put them in there, boys.
And that thereby minimize casualties and be very precise.
Right.
Towards the end, we were like, "Hey, there's this new thing called drones. And we can just strike the hell out of it." To support that statement is the fact that drone strikes did increase in quantity as time went on in the wars. So.
Well, yeah, to be fair, the technology also increased. But
and they probably were having so much fun. They were probably like, "Oh my gosh, direct hit."
Well, also, it doesn't make sense. If you're talking about like a utilitarian stance, and you are worried about utilitarian, and you're worried about your guys, and that's it, then why wouldn't you use a drone strike? One, you can be very precise with drone strikes, extremely precise, and then if you're only killing the guy that's like the war criminal and his boys, it's kind of like, who is probably going to get killed anyway if you send in our boys? So it's like, if we're saving our boys a trip and a possible bullet, I say do it, dude. I say send in the drones, dude. Send in them.
Yeah.
Then owns, dude. Send in the owns to own them.
Send in the owns. I think the problem, and this is the problem that begins to occur with all this type of, let's say, modern warfare, like the video game.
Like the video game.
Black in this Ops. Modern warfare, Black Ops 6, in the modern times, dude, right? When we're using things like drone strikes, there is almost always casualties, almost always unintended casualties. And the problem with that is okay. You're shooting people that are outside the active war zone, right? Because this is guerrilla warfare. It's no longer a clear, these guys are about to shoot us, right? It's like, right. Maybe these guys are connected to an ideology that is connected to other terrorist groups that want to kill us, right? And right. So then if you drone strike and you have civilian casualties, then it's a violation of the Geneva Convention, and technically it is a war crime. Now, Who decided what war crimes are? A bunch of countries. And I don't trust a bunch of countries, okay? I only trust one country. Actually, I don't even trust this
country. I was like, no, you don't. No, you don't. That's a lie.
Yeah, so the Geneva Convention, a bunch of people just came together like, let's make some rules about war. And we're like, yeah, totally sick. Yeah, war. We're not going to kill anyone that's not fighting, right? And then, like, years later, that's all we do, you know? The drone warfare now is really scary. Have you seen those videos? We talked about this a couple episodes ago.
Yeah. Are you talking about in Ukraine?
Yes. It's horrific. Yeah, dude.
It's scary. And Ben hates them.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they seem like an inherently non-manly way to approach conflict. Oh, are you going to send a drone? Huh?
I mean, but it's efficient.
It is efficient. This is the problem, is we're getting
into efficiency is like low-key kind of manly, bro.
We're in this awkward stage, right? And this awkward stage is like between robot warfare and human and robot warfare, right?
Right.
And we just need to get all the way to robot warfare alone. The, you know, the clones are fighting each other or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, Clone Wars, dude.
Clone Wars. Clone Wars. The thing, is right now it feels really scary to have people and machines, right?
Yeah, but here's
full machine.
Yeah, but we're having people drive the machines. You know what I mean?
Yeah, from a safe distance.
Yeah, but that's the problem, dude. Because eventually, at some point, guys running other machines are going to be like, let's go get the machine drivers, not the machines themselves.
This is what you do. You kill all of them. Well, then you have your machines to protect the machine drivers.
But then you got it. Then they're just going to go for the factories.
No, dude. The rook is in front of the knight protecting it. I'm just kidding. And then you should, yeah, they're going to take down the refractories.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, did you see the devastation of Israel's launch to Syria?
No. Wait, what happened? So, I didn't hear it. They launched to Syria?
Syria's government
has
essentially collapsed, right?
When did this happen? I haven't been watching the news. Full disclosure, dude. Okay.
Last couple weeks. It's pretty recent. So
why? What happened?
More or less, they're affected by these attacks that Israel is kind of launching in all directions, trying to kill various leaders of the, what's the terrorist group that the Palestinians? Hamas.
Hamas, yeah.
Hamas, yes. So they, because of that, there's a lot of instability. They've straight up launched some strikes in Lebanon and Syria. But they're government's collapsing. There is the typical thing that happens when governments collapse, right?
Mm.
Beheadings in the street. What a fun time.
Jeez. Oh,
smells like spring. So beheadings in the street. And then Israel launches a massive attack on the coastal cities of Tartarus and Latakia.
Okay.
And this is essentially a video of the drop. And some people are like, is that a nuke? Here we go. Just a little bit of fire, a little bit of fire, a little chilling.
Here we go.
Okay.
Come on. Where is it? Oh, boom. So massive explosion. Where is it at? Yeah, they're pretty far away. This is actually the video.
I missed it. Is that it? You can kind of see the mushroom cloud in the distance.
I think it's I think it happens after this. I don't know. I'll have to find it. Anyways, crazy. They're launching these massive. Oh, here we go. This is the one I saw. Okay, you ready for this, dude?
I'm ready. I'm ready, dude. I'm so ready.
He's born ready. Check that out, dude.
Whoa, dude. That is.
That looks nuclear, dude. Crazy.
I'm going to say it wouldn't.
The shockwaves on that bad boy?
Because I'm pretty sure if it's nuclear, dude, the camera, there would be, it's all white.
I mean, depending on how far away they are.
I think you're going to see a bright flash.
I feel like, dude, you have to be miles. Let's see.
Well, it depends on how big the nuke is. But yeah, you can. Oh, you could be. The blast radius of a nuke could be like several miles.
Yeah, they could be several miles away.
Mm-hmm.
How far do I have to be away from a nuke to survive?
But it literally, dude, it's the sun, dude. You're dropping the sun because that's fusion, right? Yeah. You're creating nuclear fusion, and it just turns into a giant sun right there. Or not a giant one, but a mini one. And it just freaking flashes, dude. And then next thing you know, dude, vaporize, dude.
All right. I'm going to give you the sentence, and you're going to fill in the mileage. Okay.
All right.
To have a high chance of surviving a nuclear explosion, you should be at least blank away.
10 miles.
It says several miles.
Okay, well, that's
lame. And it says several miles away from the detonation point, with the most critical factor being to seek shelter. Duh. Okay.
Duh.
In a sturdy building, ideally a basement.
So you don't want a weak building?
Oh, okay, we'll find a big building.
Guys, don't go for the sturdy one. Go for the weak building, guys.
Yes. And then the exact distance depends on the size of the weapon, obviously, and the weather conditions that affect fallout spread. Oh, yeah, because if you get a stiff breeze and it blows right to you, just like the fart of death.
Here's the thing, dude. It's like fallout. I don't think it's as big of a problem as people think. Like, it is an initially big problem.
Right.
But I think it goes away a lot quicker than people think. I was talking to somebody about this. And I could be wrong. I'll have to.
Yeah, because you have a scientist, buddy.
Yeah.
A nuclear scientist guy. You have a plug.
I have multiple, dude. I have multiple scientist buddies.
Oh, yeah, la-di-da, dude. Quantum computing friends. No, I don't. Dang it.
You can also probably figure it out mathematically, like what the half-life is of the fallout.
Sure. Yeah.
But what I'm saying, like, you're probably safe with that, is what I'm saying, dude. Like, most nukes, and I could be wrong with this, but it makes more sense to have a lot of smaller tactical nukes than just a couple of like huge, massive destruct, because it doesn't really.
Yeah, dude, that's what I tell my girl. I'm like, the smaller tactical nuke is actually better.
More precise. It's actually better. It's better, honey. Honey, see, dude, that's why, bro. Because girls, they looked at you they go, "That's a tactical nuke," and they looked at me and they go, "That's a big boy."
The big boy was the smaller one. Okay.
That's a hydrogen bomb in its strength. That's like the Tsar bomb. You ever looked up the Tsar bomb, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I said yes, but I have never done that.
It's the biggest bomb that was like ever detonated.
Dude, I feel like this is 13-year-old boy thing. So like, you want to know what the biggest bomb is?
Bro, look it up, dude. Let's Google it. Throw it on screen.
What is the biggest bomb, right?
Tsar bomb. It is. I'm telling you what it is, dude.
Okay, but look it up. What is the biggest bomb? And you're going to say it's the Tsar bomb, like Tsar, C-Z-A-R?
I think so, yeah.
Look at you, dude. La-di-da. Here we go.
And you want to know what it is?
It's the Tsar bomb.
T-S. Yeah, bro.
Detonated by the Soviet reunion.
Uh-huh.
Soviet Union on October 30th, 1961. Wow. Let's take a look at... Oh, for size. Wow. Open a new tab. Share this tab instead. Oh, this is not what I was looking for. Okay, Hiroshima, Trinity, Mike. Mike? Who named it Mike, dude? Bravo. A little bit better, but still like, what? The Tsar bomb. Wow.
Dude, is there footage of it?
Oh, dude, do you think there is? Let's look for it.
I think there is, dude.
This is such a 13-year-old... boy thing.
Oh, boom, dude. I found it.
Ooh, the August 28th, 2021. That was...
I don't know.
Because I found it too, but...
August 28th, 2020. Share that bad boy,
you
dude.
Ready? You ready?
Pop it up on screen, dude. I think I could actually probably do it too, but...
Here we go.
26 feet long, 7 feet in diameter.
Whoa, dude. Freaking eviscerate.
See, this is what I'm talking about, dude. Bright flash. Can't see nothing.
Dude, and then like next, I got blinded. Holy shit.
And then the next thing you see, just a giant mushroom, dude.
Where did they launch this?
In the middle of, like, Siberia, dude. Middle of nowhere.
See, that's the thing, is they can do things in the middle of Siberia.
Yeah.
Like, even this one, it's super big, but...
That's yeah, bro, look at that, dude.
I would be, like, we're not turning around. We're going far, far away.
Bro, that thing shattered windows, like, hundreds of miles away.
It's crazy.
People felt it, dude. It's wild. And that's, dude, you want to know what the crazy thing is?
Tell me.
That's the biggest one they ever detonated. That's not the biggest one they ever made.
Which is, so how do you think, I mean, so are you trying to scare me? Because now I am getting scared again.
Dude, you should be terrified, dude.
Bro, here's the thing. They're not going to hit us.
You thought Hiroshima was bad, dude?
How many do you think that was at once?
That was 600 times bigger than Hiroshima, dude. And that's kid stuff to the stuff we make now, bro.
Okay.
That ain't shit, bro. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I think they definitely made bigger ones. But as far as, and I could be very wrong, but I'm under the impression that it's like more trendy. It's kind of more the popular thing among like big countries nowadays to
why is it nukes?
I don't know, because they like to. Well, so Russia and America have treaties stating they like at a certain point we had treaties that say we will no longer make plutonium, which right. is primarily you can make warheads out of uranium, but like a lot of the good ones are made out of plutonium, right? You good?
Okay. Yeah, I just found a map, and we're probably screwed. Sorry, I had to find a map, you know, and the map is highest likelihood targets domestically in the event of nuclear attack. So how many do you think they can launch at once? Because look at this, okay?
Yep,
this
Salt
is
Lake.
The highest priority, Minuteman 3.
Oh, wait, that's so, not Salt Lake.
Well, this is, that's like northern Utah, so that's closer to like Logan.
So this is what I'm saying, dude, is... At a certain point in history, right, we signed treaties stating like, hey.
Dude, what the hell do treaties mean, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro, it's.
If someone pulls the trigger.
Okay.
Right?
You're not listening. We signed treaties to not produce any more plutonium.
Yeah. Do you think we actually did that? Or you think we stopped?
I think we did. And the reason I say that is because it's actually like really hard to produce plutonium. It's really hard to produce plutonium, and then to hide the fact that you're producing plutonium is also very hard, right? Like
I just think given the total money put towards black budgets publicly in our government, they could have like a bunch of modern, innovative nuclear facilities that we don't know about. I really think that the government
Is it possible? Yes, dude. It's probably possible. You could probably have underground things. But what I'm saying is
likely.
What I'm saying is this, dude.
Tell me.
I really don't think it is because
I would submit that it is.
I would submit that, dude. Like you, where we grew up, where there was like. The factories that used
the
to produce,
project, yeah.
Yeah, they used to produce plutonium. Those are inspected, like,
yeah,
regularly.
I bet those are inspected. I bet the ones that are active are not. The secret ones that no one knows about.
No, I'm saying they're all inspected. Oh, okay, I get what you're saying, yeah. I don't know. Here's what I'm saying, dude, is I was talking to a guy one time, and I was like, dude, are you ever, like, what, like, is anybody could just make a nuclear bomb? Like, the recipe's online, dude. Like, we all know how to do it, dude. And he's like, yeah, but it's so hard. He's like, it's not just like a single factory, dude. It's like a city of factories. You have to like...
And that's kind of how quantum computing is now, too.
And so it's just kind of like, eh, I don't know. But what I'm saying is, so theoretically, right, despite any secret factories that anybody's like secretly producing plutonium, because you have to have a nuclear reactor to produce plutonium. Plutonium, unlike uranium, like you can separate uranium-238 and 235 in a centrifuge. It still is like you need like factories to do this. But in order to actually like make plutonium, because plutonium isn't mined, it's made. In order to do that, you have to have a nuclear reactor, because you have to shoot off like an enormous amount of neutrons in order to produce it.
Yes.
And so what I'm saying is, I think that they utilized, because we did have like a significant amount of plutonium already made and already in our weapons.
We had all of them in a vault like the Krabby Patty secret formula.
Yeah, dude. And that's why I think in my head, it's probably more trendy to, to spread the love. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think also that we probably have confiscated any developing...
Oh, bro. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
When the Soviet Union fell, dude, I bet we took some of their plutonium.
We had this weird relationship where we're like funding Iran to not have nukes, and in exchange we were just paying them, and we would do a little check of their facilities every now and again, and it would be in like yearly increments. We just gave them money probably for nukes.
Bro,
does that piss you off?
We've been having Iran produce plutonium for us for the past decade. Now I've changed my whole outlook on it, dude. I don't think it's all tactical. And I don't know why this is all in my head. I feel like I've watched a YouTube video or something on this. I don't know. But like,
I like that word now, like science and foreign policy experts. Welcome to the Man Scott podcast. Today we're bringing out AI, quantum computing,
and nuclear bombs.
Third wave drone technology and nuclear science.
Nuclear weapons. Here's the thing, dude. Iran's been producing plutonium for us probably for the last several, probably decades since the Obama administration.
Heck yeah,
dude. We probably all, probably every single one of our nukes, dude, is a freaking czar bomb, dude. Every single one of them, dude. We're gonna get them, dude. So that's just a warning to the rest of the world, dude. Don't mess with us. We'll get you good.
You better not.
You don't like your bombs. Your bombs are weak compared to ours.
All right, dude. I got a new sport for you to check out. I'm really excited about this one. You know how good the last sport was I showed you, right? You remember? With the guys and the oil? And
yeah. The pants. It was gay, dude.
Hey, dude, it's just some Iranian wrestling,
bro,
where they reached out to each
other. Dude. Super lame, bro.
I'm going to say that this one is about as opposite as it gets. It's like two sides of culture, right?
Okay.
There's the Middle Eastern guys wrestling each other that are oiled down and reaching down their pants. And then there's the opposite of it. Probably the straightest thing I've ever seen.
How do we go from freaking talking about Iran producing plutonium for us?
We covered it. We solved it right there.
Bro, isn't that unsettling, though? Now we're just going to talk about guys grabbing each other's crotches and in oil sports, dude. In Diddy's favorite sport, dude.
You're going to get busy living and get busy dying, all right?
And you know what? Amen, brother. Amen. Apparently.
Oh, nukes. I'm still going to the gym, okay?
Yeah, I'll die in a fiery vapor storm at the gym, dude.
I hope I die. You think I won't? Under a ton of weight. All right.
Probably won't be that much though, dude, because you're like smaller than a normal sized thing, dude. That's why girls like you. That's why your life.
Hey, dude, I'll meet you. I will.
You'll what me?
I'll boot you, dude. I'll boot you straight up the episode. Yeah. Yeah, I'll finish this episode myself, dude. I'll talk about the straightest sport. Hey! You son of a gun, dude. Nah. Dalton's getting tested. Hey, if you want to be my new co-host, write in. Okay? Because I've had it up there.
That's all so right. Funny.
Here's the straight sport. First of all, shirtless man. Straight. This is called, I forget what it's called. It's like a sesi or something like that. These guys are just beating each other, dude. They're swinging punches.
Bro, this is wild.
Yeah, isn't this crazy? Okay, to describe what's happening to the viewers, because this is an...
This is an
audio-visual experience, but we'll just get you the audio. So essentially, these guys are wearing, I would say, medieval, like, rapscallion pants.
They're wearing jester pants.
Yeah, this is very European, right? This seems like a European thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are shirtless, or a lot of them are wearing these weird cloth polo-looking shirts. And there's a ball, and they're kind of running across and throwing the ball. But when guys encounter each other, they immediately start going to fisticuffs. And then once they catch a couple punches, all right, they'll kind of go down in like a wrestling position, but they stay static. They don't wrestle. So I don't know.
Is that really what's happening? They're just static on the ground.
When it comes back, you'll see all these guys just on the ground chilling. Yep. They're just chilling in the wrestling pose, waiting for the play to reset. They're getting into it.
I think those guys are worn out and they're just waiting.
Well, guess what? They're throwing punches. It doesn't matter.
But what is this sport?
Pretty sick. Am I right?
It's just basically, and it's all done on dirt too. This whole sport just looks like it's like a riot with a ball. And the riot has teams.
I think this is very niche to a certain part of Europe, though.
Would you do it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You'd go there and do that, you think?
Yeah, why not?
I think it'd be kind of fun, dude. You get to fight somebody.
I figured out what it is. You ready?
Yes, what is it?
So it is Calcio Storico Fiorentino. It's an early form of football that originated during the Middle Ages in Italy. Dude, this is the origin of football. That's crazy.
Dude, football used to be so cool. And now it's just lame, dude. They stop football every 3 seconds to like talk about what they did to each other.
They could be punching each other like this.
Dude, they were straight. They were. Did you watch those two guys? There was like a 3 foot tall guy and like an 8 foot tall guy fighting.
They were going to town, dude.
And the short guy would jump up and swing at the guy's face, barely miss, and then get kicked by the big guy. It is crazy, dude.
Dude, Calcio was reserved for rich aristocrats who played every night between Epiphany and Lent. Even the popes played the sport in the Vatican City. Wow.
So they would play it and they would actually fight each other? Like, that doesn't seem like an aristocrat thing.
I mean, punching each other is an aristocrat thing. Like, think about it. These are guys that dealt with, like, death on a way more real basis than we did. You know what I mean? Like, people were dying all the time. And according to legend, playing these violent games was a way to train young soldiers.
Yeah, but if it's only the aristocrats, then it's like... They're not the ones that are soldiers, are they?
Imperial Guard. Yeah. Many of them were soldiers and were generals. They? Yeah. Modern revival, dude. They're doing it.
It's pretty sweet, though. Pretty sweet.
In 1930, it was reorganized as a game in fascist Italy under Benito Mussolini.
Oh,
Mussolini. You like you when people punch each other, do you?
You like it when people fight, huh? You're trying to make some changes, Mussolini? Is that what you're trying to do?
You like it when guys wear those fluffy pants? Huh? Do you, Mussolini? Do you like Benito?
You like Benito? Dudes rolling around with no shirts on in the dirt? Is that what you like?
in the dirt?
Huh?
Is that what you like? Is that what gets you going?
Yeah, but you like that, don't you, you freaking dirtbag?
You guys, I don't know if you can hear in that audio, kids, but Dalton just filtered himself. It was very hard to do.
You dirty... You freaking... You knew what I was going to say. You knew exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. What's weird is, like, you can almost hear it, like, charging up in your voice like a Kamehameha.
Yeah. Oh, dude. It's unfortunate.
Crazy, dude.
We were this close. We were that close, dude. Bro, we should go to Europe and play that sport. We just beat the snot out of people.
Yeah, dude. Will you ever do running of the bulls?
Bro, I used to want to really bad.
Dude, how much does it cost, you think? I bet you it costs money.
Definitely,
dude. Crazy.
It sounds awesome, but at the same time, it seems like also like a weird risk to take because people die like a lot.
Dude, I am freaking... Oh, dude, guess what?
Is it free?
Yeah.
It's free?
Completely free, dude.
No way. Running with the Bulls is completely free.
It's completely free.
Yeah, because they freaking don't want to pay for your medical bills, dude.
Hey, chill. Chill.
They're like, yeah, if you guys want to kill yourselves for entertainment, do it for free.
This is the dream that I've had for 2.5 minutes, and you're not going to ruin it now, okay?
You only 2.5 minutes? You've just started thinking about this?
I mean, I just started thinking I wanted to do it. I've never wanted to do it before, but for some reason now I think I could do it.
How does it start, dude? Is there like a picture of how it starts? Let's look it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, yeah. Start of the running of the bulls. That's what we're looking for. I love that when we do research live on the pod. And we're going to figure this out. Okay. Running the bulls. Looks like there's like a short parade. I've got something here.
You got something?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to load, though. It's 32 seconds. And it's by CBS News, so you know it's probably. Here we go.
Begins in Pamplona, Spain today. Millions of participants will take to the streets for the annual Running of the Bulls.
It's looks like a it free event where six fighting bulls are released
on a designated course.
In the Coliseum?
Sorry, in the whatchamacallit,
the
round.
Start of the Festival of San Fermin.
Oh, this guy in the middle is about to get caught, so dude. Now,
from Pamplona is Toby Atkins. He's the owner of Bucket List Events, which helps people visit cultural events around the world. Toby, well, it's really
dude,
good.
I'm looking
to see
up,
you.
Dude.
I see that
Bucket
you're
List
dressed
event?
In the
I'm really
appropriate
excited.
Attire.
Stop talking to us about it. I want to see it. Okay.
Bucket.
Yeah, list. Look that up right now. Bookmark that right now. Here we go.
The tradition of the bulls running through the streets, if you watch it for the first time, it's really hard to comprehend seeing what's actually happening. There's bulls, there's people voluntarily running and participating in this.
You know. It's like the first thing under experience tab, running of the bulls, dude.
Okay, bucket list events. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, are we doing this, dude? Let's freaking do it.
But they're asking to pay. Oh, because they're packed.
Yeah, because it's a package. They're not just going to like... Did you see it under...
So go to the top, go to the very top.
Okay, very top.
Yep. Event, or not experiences.
Oh, experiences, yes. Yep. How much is it?
You want to show it on screen?
Yeah, show me the package. View package details and pricing.
It's reasonably priced, dude.
You know, actually for a trip, let's see. Midfest, quick trips and packages available. Give me the details. What do I get? Oh, that's a big price range. Package type.
So scroll down, and you should get the...
Here we go. Okay, so... Oh, there's a base trip package. 2 nights, 1 viewing of the VIP Bull Run balcony. What do you mean? 1 viewing? There's multiple viewings? How often do they do it?
I think they probably do it quite a bit, dude.
People are just running with the bulls all the time?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably like a good, you know, tourist trap for him, dude.
Night at the bullfights. Oh, dude, this sounds so cool. Why does it sound like the coolest thing, dude?
Bro, but do you think you could outrun him?
Star Hotel, though?
I need to look up.
I could definitely outrun him.
Here, dude, this is what I need
to look
up.
This is the thing. It's not about outrunning, right? It's one, being faster than most everyone, because that's the best part. And then it's about... being able to be agile, you know, being able to dive out of the way, right?
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of the bulls, man.
Nah, dude, there's not. How many bulls?
I don't know, dude.
Bulls are in the parade?
I'm trying to find out. Give me a second, dude. I'm doing some research, and Daddy's going to show it on screen, dude.
Spain typically features 6 bulls, but sometimes as many as 10. Oh, how many bull runs each day? Wow, they do it a lot. Wow, dude, that's crazy. Yes, running with the bulls is dangerous. Each year, between 50 to 100 people are injured, the vast majority of which are runners. Not all injuries require a hospital visit. Wow. Most commonly, they are injured because they're falling and being trampled on. Dude, whoa!
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
Goring, being pierced by bull's horns, is much less likely to happen. Huh? It's great, dude.
Oh, this, I found it, dude. I found What'd the perfect video. All right. Hold on.
Dude, that's so easy. They go right down the middle.
Bro, this is perfect. Look at this, dude. They get them all riled up. Send them out the tube. They just going, and you're just there, dude. And you just, that guy fell, dude. That guy fell.
Man.
Bro, look at this.
Oh, dude, that guy's screwed. Oh, what is he doing? He's like,
Jump on it.
Dude, that would be sick. That's my goal. Did you see him go down?
Did you see him go down, though?
No.
He fell.
Dude, this doesn't look that dangerous at all.
Well, it looks like they're only sending a couple of them. Oh, that guy got like laid on.
That guy almost got on it, yeah. That's crazy.
Bro, this red guy in the middle right here. You see that?
I would 100% jump on it.
Oh, man. Do you think you get bucked? I want to see someone jump on it. That guy's screwed, dude.
That kid, there's so many you see, you're screwed.
Dude, oh, this terrifying. Oh, jeez. Oh, see, that guy got, dude. Oh, and then you just end up in here.
Yeah. Because these are the bulls that also they fight later in the ring that day. In the ring. Wow. So inspiring.
We're gonna I don't know, man. I think
the running of the bulls.
That's pretty crazy. Whoops.
For it.
No. Sorry, I accidentally hid you, not the thing.
Don't ever hide me again.
Bro, that's all right, crazy. Dude.
We've explored a lot today. We've been so many places. We're glad you can take this journey with us.
Do you think we
from
should
AI to we didn't even talk about AI.
Do you think we should run with the bulls, dude?
We should definitely run with the bulls.
I think we should do it.
It's pretty badass, is it not?
Dude, it looks fun. Hey, dude, you wanna hop on Black Ops 6 after this?
Dude, I'm going to sleep.
Bro, don't do that. Hop on Black Ops 6.
Maybe I won't.
Dude, just play like one round
just
of
one little, it'll be
just
it'll be
a little real. Round, bro.
Okay. You convinced me.
Yeah, dude, just zombies for one round with your boy, dude. For girl times. Bro, take work off for the next 2 weeks and let's just play video games, dude.
I can't do that, bro, like we used to.
You can do it that way.
I have a wife and kids.
Bro, they're going to be at your house with you. You could spend more time with them if you do that.
Eating what food made with what money?
Bro, you got savings. I know you do, dude. It's fine, bro. But, dude,
I do have a ton of rice in the pantry.
Oh, you got rice, dude. You got tons of rice. You have so much rice, dude.
Yeah.
You have so much rice.
And that's
honestly,
what
dude,
and they live super you, old.
And you need to eat more rice, dude, because you. Nah. I was thinking about it the other day, and I thought, dude, Colin doesn't eat enough rice, and if he didn't
Colin
work for
more
2
rice.
Weeks. And played video games.
Is that
me.
After your palm reading? The palm reading, they're like, oh, Colin was, told Colin doesn't need enough rice.
You like how I,
palm reader lady.
You like how I act like I could take work off for the next 2 weeks? Because I can, dude. Because next week, I am taking the week off. This week, I'm not. But next week, daddy's taking off.
Do you know how good my company's policy on the holidays is? Listen to this, okay?
Tell me, dude.
It doesn't affect my PTO. The winter break is... For me, starting this Friday to January 2nd.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And you just get that time off?
You get a time off. That's actually using one of my PTO days. Technically, they would have to work on Monday next week. But I'm like, dude, who's coming in for one day?
Yeah.
On the company calendar, like that's the only day that people are working. They're like, dude, people are going to just throw that into their PTO. That's ridiculous. You're going to come in on a Monday, dude, and that's it? On Christmas Adam? Because it's the day before Christmas Eve.
I probably would have, honestly.
I totally would have too, but I'm not dumb. Love you long time, kids, until we
love
talk
you,
again. Bye bye.